Good morning. It's 7:30 for South Carolina Public Radio. I'm George Kearns with a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines. The eye of now Category 1 Hurricane Irma is still over the western coast of Florida, but its effects are already being felt well into South Carolina. More than 7,600 South Carolinians are without power this morning, most of whom are located in Colleton, Beaufort, and Charleston counties. And officials expect that number to grow as high winds increase throughout the day, not only in the Lowcountry, but all along the Georgia border and further north. As Irma continues its move north and west, heavier rains and higher wind gusts can be expected during the mid-morning in the Lowcountry, closer to midday for the Midlands and lower upstate. And those high winds bring with them an increased chance for tornadoes that begins this morning in the Lowcountry, closer to mid-afternoon, further north and west. Yesterday, Department of Transportation Secretary Christy Hall spoke about the effect those winds may have on traffic.
We're expecting to potentially have to close some of the movable bridges along the coast once the winds achieve 25 miles per hour or more sustained. We're keeping an eye on the high-level bridges. That would be the Ravenel Bridge and some others along the coast. And decisions will be made if and when to close those bridges in coordination with local governments.
Needless to say, it's best to not travel at all, but if you absolutely have to, be sure to check with local authorities concerning potentially closed roads and bridges. It's 7:31.